We're gonna try this again. So I realized something about humanity as of right now, especially with some of the things I've seen online with some certain artists that I know or that claim to be artists, and stuff that's happening with certain franchises like National Treasure, supposedly with Indiana Jones 5 and things like that. Creativity doesn't exist anymore. I take it back. Not that it doesn't exist, it's just people just don't want to work that hard anymore. And this is why I say this. Like, is there anything wrong with wanting to do a new character that's similar to another one, but maybe change the protagonist, maybe the background story, or even the gender? No. But don't label it with something that we already know and tell us, oh no, it's not gonna be that. I feel like that was, like, if you go back and literally watch, like, some of the stuff on Disney Plus, Obi-Wan Kenobi was not about Obi-Wan. It was about Reva, in all the truth. Moon Knight? Come on, stepping stone for who? And now I'm hearing that they're talking about bringing in White Tiger in a new Daredevil series. And I'm like, just do a White Tiger show. If you're gonna bring in White Tiger, bring in White Tiger. Don't bring in White Tiger in his show, because the show should be about, it's called Born Again. It's about him coming back. Why are we using it as a stepping stone to bring in White Tiger? And for most of us, we already know who White Tiger is because of, like, the animated series. Just give her own show! Just do it! You know? It can't be any worse than Echo. I'm sorry. I think Echo's not gonna be great. I'm sorry. Oops, I hit my own mic. See how sad I am to hit my own mic. But the point is like, stop using already existing franchises and names and titles and stuff that we're familiar with to open a door for some other character. Just introduce that character. We did Werewolf by Night. How many people know Werewolf by Night in the comics? Most of you guys don't know that. Who knows Werewolf by Night? I guarantee you, like, in a room full of 100 people, 3 people will know Werewolf by Night. Because they probably read the comic. And the rest of us have Googled it. Let's be real. And how do we... And the way Moon Knight was introduced was he was hunting Werewolf by Night. So the fact that we... You know what I mean? But look what they did, though. They used it. They didn't even reference that character in Moon Knight. He had his own... I think it's only a movie. I don't even think it's a show. I think it's a movie. And apparently did okay. But look what they did. They did something fresh. And it was like... And it got some good... Apparently got some good responses. I don't know. I didn't watch it because I wasn't interested. But the point is that... You can do something original without having to step on the toes of another character. Like, and I feel like they keep trying to do that. And I feel, apparently Indiana Jones 5, or what is it, Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, they're doing a couple of things that I'm worried about. One, they are time travel. I mean, if you think about it, it's called The Dial of Destiny, it sounds like time traveling. Sounds like a time traveling artifact. And apparently they're going to use Indy as a stepping stone to introduce a new character. Here we go. And I'm just saying, like, we gotta be fresh. Like, think about it. And let's all be honest here. Tomb Raider, Uncharted, and we can even, what's that series called? Relic Hunter, that came out in the 90s. What are they all derivatives of? Indiana Jones. And there's nothing wrong with that! There's nothing wrong with it. You know why? Because they were their own show, they were their own franchise. Tomb Raider ended up being a huge success still to this day. Uncharted is still a huge success. Relic Hunter was on for 3 years! It starred Tia Carrera, if those who don't know what show that is. But the point is, they're their own show. Even though they're kind of like, what was the whole concept? Oh, I think Relic Hunter was probably a derivative of Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider obviously was based off, you know, we're gonna make Indiana Jones and make it a woman in modern. And it worked. It, like, came out in the 90s, the game came out in the 90s, and it worked. You know, so much so that it had reboot the series, had new movies, new games. This is what I'm saying, like, nowadays, it still worked. Uncharted, let's be real, Uncharted is just a young Indiana Jones. But it works, because you know why? It's a whole separate series, has new characters, completely different stuff they're going after, and it works, and it works, and it works, and it works. So, why do we have to piggyback off of something that already exists to make something new? We don't need to. You know what it makes me think of? It's like going to a restaurant and ordering something, but then literally deconstructing it to be something else. Instead of just ordering something like it's like going to McDonald's and going, hey, give me a Big Mac, but take away the middle bun, take away all the burger, and add some chicken breast into it. I'm like, well, that just sounds like a chicken sandwich. No, it's the Big Mac. but a different direction. No, that just sounds like a chicken sandwich. So if you just wanted a chicken sandwich, just say chicken sandwich. No, I wanted to take this Big Mac and go a different direction. Oh my goodness. We gotta stop doing that, because that's not creative. That's just, you know what it is? It's just piggybacking off of something so you can do your own thing. And it's kind of disrespectful to the existing franchise. And I'm not talking about, like, hard reboots. Like I said, we're getting a lot of hard reboots lately. MacGyver had a hard reboot. But that's actually a decent show, to be fair. I haven't seen Quantum Leap, but my Quantum Leap fans that I've talked to, they're iffy about that show. But at least that was a hard reboot. And now we're getting Fall Guy. But the thing is, they didn't change the character. It's new actors, but it's still the same main protagonist in those shows. Bionic Woman, even though the show was not great, it was still her. Her character, kind of. The show still was not that great. imagine taking something that you already like I said, and then change it because they want you, we know that if we did something fresh and new, you may not like it. So we put something on her to get you interested to, but then show you we're doing something different. That's clickbaiting, essentially. But it's also disrespectful, because guess what you did? You ruined the original franchise just so you can introduce something new. Stop it. If you want a chicken sandwich, just say chicken sandwich. Don't use a Big Mac to get there. Don't do it.